It's time once again for the thrilling adventures of Major Maureen Maxima of the Peace Patrol. Join us for excitement and thrills as Major Maxima meets the interstellar threat of the Jell-O Men from Jupiter. Last time, you'll remember, Major Maxima had saved Earth from the vile clutches of the Venusian Nazis. Now return to Earth. For some well-earned rest, we join the Major as she enters her penthouse apartment on Comet Avenue in Star City. Now, listen.
Boy, am I tired. I could sleep for a week.
Hey, young Quist, where are you? Where is that robot? Young Quist!
Yes, Major, I am coming. I was in the pantry adjusting my universal joint when you entered. How can I serve you?
Go get my relaxing outfit.
Not that faded old bathrobe and the pink fuzzy slippers.
That's exactly what I mean. And if I find you've tried to throw them in the trash again, I'll rewire your solenoid to your pedal capacitor and you can kick yourself all the way across Star City.
I assure you, Major, they are safe. I'll bring them to you right away.
Now to get out of this space armor. Ah, that's better. Blasted tin bikini was invented by a maniac. Pinches, too, in all the wrong places.
Here you are, Major, your shabby bathrobe and tacky slippers.
Thank you, young Quist, and I'll overlook your snide remarks on my sense of fashion if you'll make me a nice cup of tea.
Wouldn't the Major like a brandy?
Tea, young Quist? I spill enough rum in space trying to maintain my hard-bitten commander image. Just a nice hot cup of tea and a few ginger snaps. Now, dim the lights on your way out and cue the soft music.
Very good, Major.
Good. Very good. Now to snuggle down here in the overstuffed chair. Oh, that's heavenly. If I have the energy later on, maybe I'll take a bath. That is, if I can get up out of this chair.
Your tea and ginger snaps, Major.
Thank you, young Quist. Say, what do you do when I'm away?
Well, there's a dishwasher that I'm dating. She works in the apartment on the 89th floor.
Yeah, is she cute?
Diodes to die for, Major.
Then why don't you scoot and pay her a little visit? I'm not going to need you for anything for a while.
Thank you, Major. And I take back what I said about your bathrobe earlier. It's not shabby, merely frumpy.
You're all heart, young Quist. Speaking of heart, let's take a look here in my little black book. Jake Dempsey, Tom Denver, Fred Dunn? No, I don't think he's out of jail yet. Well, there's Sonny Callahan, Bobby Corrigan, Mike Everest. Yeah, that's the one. I wonder if he's in town tonight. I'll just give him a call.
Major Maxima! Major Maxima!
What is it, Cadet Sappy? And it better be good to disturb me here at home.
It is, Major. Admiral Hargrove sent me here with an urgent message.
Then spell it, mister.
The Admiral wishes to inform you that a plot to invade Earth has been uncovered.
Is it the space Nazis again?
No, ma'am.
Is it the commies of Mars, the Red Planet?
No, ma'am.
Then who is it?
It's the hitherto unknown denizens of Jupiter.
Great balls of fire, this is an emergency. We'd better get cracking right away, right, Cadet? And just what do you think you're looking at, Cadet?
You. You've got legs.
Yes, I have legs.
No, I mean, you've got legs. Wow, and you've also got...
Never mind, Cadet. You can just forget about those and my legs. And while you're at it, you can forget about my frumpy bathrobe and fuzzy slippers. Do you read me?
Yes, ma'am.
Good, because if I hear that one word of this has leaked out to anyone, and I mean anyone, you will spend the rest of your day scrubbing out the rocket tubes of lunar garbage scows from now until the day you retire. Do you read me, mister?
Yes, sir. I mean, ma'am. I mean, yes, Major.
Good. Now scram and go warm up the air car while I get ready.
Yes, ma'am.
Blast, blast, blast! Just one little day off. Is that too much to ask for? Can't somebody else go save the world for a change? I bet Mike Everest was in town, too, and just ready for a little intimate conversation. When I find those creeps from Jupiter, I'm going to hang them up by their nards! Assuming, of course, they have nards. Well, I better get back into this space armor. Where's that breastplate? Ah, there it is. Yow! That thing cold.
Quiet! I said quiet! That's better. After all, you're a crack troop of the Interplanetary Peace Patrol, not a gaggle of school children. Now, the reason for this briefing is simple. We have uncovered a plot to invade the Earth.
And how was it uncovered, sir?
Well, actually, they sent us a communication via express mail rocket. Cheeky blighters even sent it COD. Quiet! Quiet! I know what an insult this is to all of us, but fortunately there was enough in petty cash to pay the charges. And now we will play for you the communications disc we received from the despots of Jupiter. Roll it, Scotty.
People of Earth, too long have you dominated the spaceways of our solar system with your cheap, inferior spacecraft. We of Jupiter are revolted by your shoddy craftsmanship and limited warranties, and hereby give notice that we will invade the Earth and flood your markets with low-cost, high-quality merchandise. Stop us if you can.
Quiet. As you know, if these Jupiterians succeed in carrying out their threat, it'll mean the end of our economic domination of the solar system.
Yes, and we'll all have to find new jobs.
I hadn't thought of that. Gad, we really do have to take action, and quickly. Is Major Maxima here yet?
Here I am, Admiral Hargrove.
Ah, good. Now we'll see some action. Well, Major, you've heard the threat to Earth. What do you suggest we do in reply?
Only one thing we can do, Admiral.
And that is?
Invade them first and reduce their civilization to atomic ashes. Are you with me, gang?
Yay!
And within hours, the entire armed might of the vast Peace Patrol Armada was blasting off for the planet Jupiter.
How long until we reach orbit around Jupiter, Cadet Sappy?
Just another few minutes, Major Maxima. It's much faster now that we have these hyperspace transfer generators invented by your father, Dr. Morton Maxima.
Yes, my father is an old dear and quite a genius. Did you notice that it only took him 15 minutes to come up with the design once I told him about our counter-invasion plans? He always has enjoyed a good interplanetary war. It really picks up his day.
I have Jupiter on the forward telescreen now, Major.
Put it up for the whole crew to see, Cadet. Magnification 5.
Wow! That's some big planet, Major!
And this is some big space armada, Cadet. Also, don't forget that we're armed to the teeth with the most destructive weapons yet conceived by the mind of man.
Kind of brings a lump to your throat.
Yeah, and a tingle to your belly and an itch to your trigger finger.
You're really proud to be an officer of the Peace Patrol, aren't you, Major?
Yes, I am, Cadet. Where else can you indulge every destructive urge you might ever have and still be hailed as a hero?
Major, communications beam coming in on frequency X-27. Should I put it on the screen?
Affirmative, Cadet.
So, you have chosen to foolishly counter-invade our planet. Stupid Earth people, you cannot win. We have a technological superiority that laughs at your puny weapons. We have a unity of purpose that defies all threats to our cause, and we also have a really great group medical plan.
Ah, Major! They look like giant lumps of gelatin, shaped by some pretty ugly molds.
Hear me, gentlemen of Jupiter. We are the Interplanetary Peace Patrol. I call upon you to give up your mad plans for economic domination and to surrender. If you do, we'll only blow up a few of your cities and strafe your public parks.
Do your worst, lumpy human. We do not fear you or your stupid weapons.
They've switched off, Major.
Then signal the fleet, Cadet. Fire at will with everything in our atomic arsenal.
Major, we've had no effect whatsoever.
What? That can't be. We hit them with everything we've got. They should have been obliterated.
I've just received a message from Engineering, Major. They report that the Jellomen have some kind of atomic neutralizer. It simply cancels out the effects of all of our atomic weapons.
Even the atomic machine guns?
Yes, ma'am. Now what can we do?
Well, after all, they are Jellomen.
Ma'am?
Cadet, get me the chief cook of the fleet.
Yes, ma'am, right now.
Chief Cook Malloy reporting, Major.
Good to see you, Chief Cook. Tell me, how much whipped cream does this fleet have?
Oh, whipped cream. Why, we have millions of tons of it.
Then have your crew break it out and stand by.
Yes, ma'am.
Sappy, give me ship-to-ship and intership communications.
Yes, ma'am. All ready.
Now hear this. All hands will report to the mess hall and be issued a container of whipped cream and a large spoon. We're going in after them, gang.
Yay!
man, I love a fight you can sink your teeth into.
Major Maxima, you saved the day again.
Yes, I have, Admiral Hargrove, and in a very tasty manner, I might add.
And the Gentlemen of Jupiter won't be bothering us anymore?
No. Once we devoured their leaders, the rank and file settled down to trade negotiations without a fuss. Well, there were a few dissidents, but they're now being served in school lunchrooms across the world.
That seems a bit grotesque.
You have a better answer?
No, but then I'm an admiral. I don't need to have answers, just issue commands.
True enough, sir. Now let's get down to the little matter of my reward for saving the world, for the 20th time.
How about a medal?
I have enough medals to melt down and cast a bronze statue of myself. No, how about something more substantial, like a promotion?
Done. You are now a colonel.
And 2 weeks off with pay?
But what if there's another emergency?
Then handle it yourself. I'm tired of taking care of the IPP's dirty laundry by myself. Look, just issue a memo or a dispatch or something and play for time till I get back.
Oh, very well. But I'll not rest easy until you're back in the spaceways above Earth.
Thank you, Admiral. Now, if I could borrow your phone and have a few minutes of privacy?
My pleasure, Colonel.
Hello, Mike? Hi, how you doing, hon? Not that good, huh? Still digging up artifacts in the Yucatan jungles? What? Natives with poison arrows? That's the price you pay for progress, my dear. Say, how about dinner at my place tonight? Yeah, about 7. You bring the wine and I'll have young Quis cook us a fabulous meal. Oh, and Mike? No Jell-O for dessert tonight, okay? See you later, love. Skyward hope.